As you notice, we have a lot of flowers because many of you have donated for our flowers. And tomorrow on Monday, they will add more. They will put our crochet will be here, the manger. And we have more poinsettia. So today I am praying, especially of this Mass. This Mass is offered for all the parishioners, but especially I offer this Mass for those in memory you give your donation for our flowers. And then also, many of you have given us gifts, the staff, the deacons, and we clergy. So this, I want also to take this opportunity to thank you all for your generosity and for your love and concern for us clergy and the staff and all your loved ones too, which we are praying today. There were more than 200 who give donation for our flowers, so I read them and I'm offering this Mass. As we heard in these past days, if you come also to the weekday Masses, last Friday was the Annunciation to Mary. It was read, Annunciation of Gabriel to Mary. Also last December 8th, it was also the Gospel. And that's why we pray the Angelus, because that's remembering this beginning of our salvation, when a human being, Mary, cooperated with God in His plan for our salvation. So even our collect or the opening prayer is that we pray. Who knows the Angelus? Do you know the Angelus, the prayer Angelus? Let's raise your right hand. So a few of you know. So it's in our red book, I think it's 1084, page 1084. So on the right side is St. Michael prayer, and then the left side is the Angelus. So maybe we will pray it first, and it will be good. This morning, 12 noon, and then 6 p.m. in your house. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and then we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God. And then what we pray, let us pray, pour forth that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ, your Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. So this is a beautiful tradition to really pray it, especially 6 in the morning if you're already awake or when you wake up, and then 12 noon, and then in the evening too. And in our missal, the right side is, of course, Latin, but in page 1085, it will be during Easter, we pray that Regina Coeli, or Rejoice, Queen Virgin Mary, because your son is is risen. So there is always a connection between Jesus becoming human being and then dying on the cross, suffering and dying on the cross, and is risen to save us from our sins and to make us children of God. Jealous about us as human beings, angels are spirits. There's only one thing they can be jealous of, that they cannot suffer because they don't have body, they're spirits. And we as human beings, we can suffer out of for God and for our loved ones. So suffering even in this Christmas season or Advent is a very important topic also in our lives, especially even Jesus, the Holy Family. Jesus was born in a manger and then very cold. It was cold December, and so they have no heater. I think the one that was acting as heater in that cave when he was born was the breath of the cows and the other animals. So, but yeah, it is a sacrifice. It was very poor when he came, and he asked human being to have cooperation. So first of all, our Blessed Virgin Mary, but the second one, which we heard in our Gospel today, is to Joseph himself. Because without Joseph, there will be no foster father of Jesus, and Mary might be endangered of being stoned to death if there's no father, foster father to stand. And so our Lord, through the angel, in a dream, asked Joseph to take Mary home. And even if Joseph did not understand how this will happen, that Mary conceived in her womb without being him, the father, but Joseph believes what God has revealed to him. In accepting Mary, he accepts Jesus. In receiving her into his home, he receives the Lord who reigns in her womb. Saint Joseph shows us that welcoming Mary is the way to experience the fulfillment of the Lord's promise. When we live in the obedient faith, as St. Paul calls it, we experience that truly God is with us. He is Emmanuel. During the Annunciation of Archangel Gabriel to Mary, she too did not understand what God was asking from her. That's why he asked Gabriel, how this will happen since I don't have any husband or in a relation with a man. But she fully trusts in God. That is why, with complete confidence, she said her yes to God, saying, I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. Jesus was conceived in her womb, or the word became flesh and dwelt among us, as Saint John the Evangelist will tell us. And truly, he is Emmanuel. This is what we call the mystery of incarnation of the second person of the Blessed Trinity. So this is how God loves us, that he became human. Even if he's God, pure spirit, he took our own flesh to become human like us, so that in this way, he can also lift us up to share his divine life. We know the meaning of Jesus' name in Hebrew, Yeshua. God saves his people from their sins. And so we also read in John 3:16, very familiar verse, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Jesus came to be with us, partaker of the divine life of God. the divine nature of God. In Catechism paragraph number 1, God created man to make him share in his own blessed life. For this reason, at every time and every place, God draws close to man. He called man to seek him, to know him, and to love him with all his strength. So this is also the meaning, the purpose of our life. Through Jesus Christ, that we know God, we love him, and we serve him. And it's not only us seeking God, it's really God coming to us to seek us, to find us, and to make us have this covenant relationship with him. According to St. Paul's version in our second reading, God promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness through resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord, successor of the apostles, we are called to belong to Jesus Christ. We are called to be holy. And holiness is no other than just doing the will of God. And we can know the will of God by reading, to love God above all and love one another as I have loved you. In the first reading, a prophet invites the king to put his faith in God. Any signs he needs to help him do, this God is prepared to give. And the sign was given to this king was that a virgin will conceive a child, and it's being fulfilled now when this angel again announced it to Joseph. So the sign that God loves us all is by giving Jesus to us as the extension of the incarnation. He gives us the Holy Eucharist, and he is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in here. In the Blessed Sacrament, Emmanuel. So let us put our faith in God, for with him nothing is impossible. Let us say yes to his will with total trust, like Mary and Saint Joseph, and be instruments of God's love for others in this time and in this place. Amen.